Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast with Jonathan Way, where we unravel the secrets to financial success in the dynamic world of commercial real estate. We're bringing in special guests to share their insights on how they started their journey and crafted their way to success. And here's your host, Jonathan Way.
Hello, everyone. Today we're with wonderful guest, Jeannie Boiling. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jeannie, can you tell us about your background, how you got started?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. I have been in real estate for 40 years, and most of my career, I actually purchased real estate land for infrastructure projects. So I worked for places like the Department of Transportation here in Florida. Okay. Or cities, counties, utility companies, things like that. So a lot of times we were buying property of all kinds, whether it be land or buildings. Sometimes we'd go right through the middle of a property and have to cut a building in half and just take a piece of it or demolish the whole thing. And under threat of eminent domain. So kind of a whole different world a lot of people never think about. And what we have in Florida, Florida pays for people to have attorneys to represent them and appraisers and accountants and hire all the experts they need. So I would lead projects that would go and take an appraisal and make an offer to a property owner. And they're usually they had their attorney present, and we'd negotiate from there and try to acquire the property out of court so that we could have an amicable settlement and avoid all those litigation costs. So really a different kind of thing, but got introduced to all kinds of asset types. And then I was an appraiser, you know, in the 1980s, which was a compatible thing. I did that just so I'd be a better negotiator. And been doing projects off and on with different clients as a consultant mainly over the years. And finally, in 2017, I had the occasion to be downsized at the same time as a dear friend who always wanted to flip houses. So, and I had had a couple investment properties that I was holding and really not trying to scale because I was busy with life and kids and soccer and never really thought about being an investor. And so that got us working at it. And so, and I went away on a consulting job up in Maryland for a year, and she didn't really want to keep doing it. By the time I got back, it wasn't so much fun after that. I've done some myself since then, but then I started really realizing I like commercial property much better. So then I started realizing it doesn't take that much money to buy into these syndications, and that really average people can own some of this big property. And so I was off to the races. I like to say it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Great. Awesome. I'm glad. And how did you know about syndication? Did you go to like a mentorship program, or how did you know about that?
Well, I had bought property from syndications before, even as a acquisitions agent in the beginning days, way back when. But I did not realize that, well, they required, those groups would require hundreds of thousands of dollars too, back in the old days. But then I started hearing Joe Fairless and some of these gurus talking, and I started studying up on it. Once I realized, you know, the typical threshold is like $50,000, it was like, oh, wow, I have to make sure this isn't a scam. And if it's not, I need to be doing it and educate some other people and let them do it with me.
Yes. Great. So you learn, I guess, listening to podcasts or some book or something,
podcasts, right? And my local RIA. I have people there that are doing multifamily and a couple that are doing syndications. And more of us are doing syndications because, you know, it's growing in popularity.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And now, have you ever done a syndication yourself or raised capital in a syndication?
I've joined others so far, and I'm always looking for property. And I have not won any of my offers. You know, I didn't get the properties over the last year plus of all the offers I put out. But even if I did, I would bring in some people that had gone full cycle on some, since I'm on the newer side with this. Right. I mean, I've got tons of experience for all kinds of things, but not syndication specifically.
Right.
And
right.
I'm a nut for making sure I'm working with experienced people on anything, especially if you've got other people's capital. So, you know, typically you'll get like a key principal and some people that are proven mm-hmm. entities and have them join the team. And I like to tailor a team around the property anyway. So like we're into some in Jacksonville and mm-hmm. use local property management and people familiar with that current market.
Right, right. That's great. That's great, Jenny. I'm glad you got into this world, and it's a great world. It's a great freedom to have your own business. And when did you create this company, Pivotal Real Estate Investment LLC?
That was a little over a year ago. And a year and a half, I guess, really now. So, it's an investment company. And then I have Acquisition Solutions. I'm a real estate broker. I've been a broker for 30 years. And so that is called Acquisition Solutions. So if people are trying to get help, boots on the ground looking here, I can help them not only as a broker, but through the networking aspects there. And the two companies can work together.
Okay, great. So you have a lot of experience, you have a lot of network because you live locally in Orlando and you've been broke for 30 years. A lot of people know you locally. Yeah. So you have a lot of connections, even from the back when you did and domain and everything else back then, for land sales and all that.
And I've moved up and down the state of Florida. I've lived in Fort Lauderdale and Stuart, Palm Beach, Martin County, mm-hmm. St. Augustine,
Augustine,
and
yeah.
I'm in Orlando.
Yeah, I love St. Augustine. It's very unique, very like colonial or historical. I love that town.
Right.
Great, great. So, what's your move? You want to, obviously, you want to probably raise capital or buy. What's your real main focus? You like raising capital or buying acquisitions?
Well, I do want to do some projects as an operator, but mm-hmm. my main goal is to be raising capital and being on a fund, doing the fund of funds model most likely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I like different asset types. I'm not stuck on multifamily.
Right.
I very much like self storage and industrial and medical office as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are very good. Industrial and storage is really good too as well.
Yeah.
So you know, I do both multifamily and self storage. Great.
Yes.
And I know you also host of your podcast, right? You have a podcast as well. So people can also listen to your show and get valuable free advice. And so what would you say, what's your best advice would you give someone who's listening? You say, oh, I want to maybe raise capital. What would you give advice to them with the new?
To somebody that wants to raise capital or somebody that wants to invest?
Who wants to like start raising capital or something like that and say, hey, how do I become a capital raiser?
I think connecting with as many groups as possible is really important. I belong to a couple different masterminds, and I also listen to an awful lot of podcasters and read books and network. I am constantly networking, and it's because I want to stay aware of not only what's going on in the markets where I want to be, mm-hmm. but I want to know who else is having success in those markets. So mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time, for instance, getting to know what's going on where I am. And so in my mm-hmm. podcast, I have this Local Legends and Pivotal People series I do. So as I interview people, I let them, if they know somebody, especially in the areas where I'm doing business, that's a legend and knows a lot, then they can nominate them to be a special interviewee, and they get a pin and all that. So they get special recognition as a local legend, and they might be a pivotal person too. But then, you know, that pivotal person might not be local, so they can be only a pivotal person too. So I have this interaction that's just getting off the ground with doing that. And I think that that's really helping to connect with some important people.
Okay, great. That's awesome. I'm happy for you. So that's great. Great advice. And what do you do things in your life, the daily ritual that think you're successful? What do you think? Do you have your morning ritual? Do you do something that's in the morning that you do? I don't know, routine helps you assess?
Yeah, I'm one of those with chronic back pain, so I have to do physical therapy a couple times a day, and so it starts with stretching, and I do the therapy kinds of things, and then I do some journaling while I drink coffee, and I try to get out on the porch looking at water while I do that, which is always very, very nice. And then I try to look at among all the emails, the economic side of things first, and try to find out if there's anything new going on there. And I've really got my ear to the ground a lot there, and then I look at the emails and the deals coming across the line too. There's so much underwriting we do, as you know, to try to find those good deals. And so
Okay,
that's why
good.
I do so much networking too.
And what underwriting tool do you use? Do you use someone like you normally use? Do you use like Michael Blanc's tool, or which one tool you normally
Michael
use?
Blanc's is the one that so many people are used to and prefer to use because they know where to look for what.
Yes, so everyone uses the gold standard, what I call Michael Blanc, which I'm a coach in the Michael Blanc, so I know exactly that tool. So cool.
So that is the one that more times than not I'm using. Not always, but it depends. So I've looked at some new development lately, and that doesn't have absorption rates. You have to jimmy rig it too much. Being an appraiser back in the 80s, I got very much into some of that, and I just haven't been using it tremendously over the more recent past, but I'm looking for a good model on that, really, is where I'm at now.
Yeah, I think that's a little hard to find. You have to find a really good development model that's meant for that. And that's hard. I think that's hard. Because right now we are building our own model just for the fun model. We're building right now my team. He's an actuary, he's trying to build it out. So yeah. That's a little unique because when you have two classes, it's more challenging. When you have two classes or multiple classes, it's more challenging than just a single class. It's much more like complex.
And I'm hearing that you should really think about a third class.
Oh
Have you thought
yes,
about
yeah.
that?
I thought about that. Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, we'll consider that. But yeah.
Yes, I need to get caught up with you then because I haven't gotten into the fun model much at this point, but it's coming fast.
Yeah. No, I have a class for the fund to fund model. I do, so that you know. I accounted for that. There's normally three classes. There's one that's only cash only, which I don't do. I do is kind of do common equity, basically the retail, and then do fund to fund model. So
Gotcha.
that's
Okay.
great. Great.
Great.
Awesome, Jenny. So how people reach out to you, Jenny? You want to talk more with you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How people reach out to you to want to speak to you?
Oh, okay. I'm on LinkedIn under Ginny Graff Bowling. So GINNY GRAF BOLLING. And then I have the website, of course, Pivotal Real Estate Investments.com, which is another way. And if you're okay with it, I have an ebook that I can send you the link for. And if you want to put it in the show notes, people can read my little ebook about syndicating, and that would be great.
Sure, of course. Of course, we always welcome your free resources and then put in the show notes, and people can read it and get more valuable insight. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate with Jonathan Way. If you enjoyed today's episode and want more tips on growing your wealth through real estate, be sure to subscribe. Don't miss out on future insights and success stories. If you're interested in learning about passive investment opportunities, then visit us at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back for new episodes. See you again next time.